Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi. Inside your business on Kaya Biz.
Indeed, in a moment we will be in conversation with one of the leaders of a key institution within the hospitality space to help us unpack more about her business and of course the realities of doing work within that particular climate, specifically focused on the hospitality space. Allow me to introduce my guest who has years of experience ranging from medical background, clinical psychology, and has served in multiple institutions which have also been listed on the JSC. But today's conversation specifically focuses on her role and function as the leader of De Hoek Country Hotel. If you've ever driven out to the beautiful meandering mountains of Magaliesburg, you'd probably be quite familiar with this establishment. But to help us understand more about her role in business and of course the learnings in this current climate, I'm joined on the line by Khumo Shongwe, who is the owner of De Hoek Country Hotel. Such a pleasure to have you with us this evening, Khumo, and thank you so much for making time.
Well, thank you, and thank you for a very kind introduction about De Hoek Country Hotel.
Indeed.
You are right. It is a very special place.
A very special place. I'm happy to put my cards on the table that I recently spent my birthday at your establishment, and it was a phenomenal experience, and I'm well aware that for many other South Africans who might participate in this space, they've often had the same interaction. But I think for those who aren't necessarily familiar with De Hoek Country Hotel, many of us just might think of it as a hospitality establishment, but there's a greater sense to it, right? A sense of community, and I guess where the dream essentially started for you to establish this particular institution.
So the fact that our tagline is celebrate life, the whole point of the De Hoek Country Hotel is for one to experience a country life experience in a five-star boutique establishment in the Magalies. It's not very far from Johannesburg. It's a lovely destination space to go to when you are tired, you want to rest. Obviously, during the week, we do a lot of corporate work where we do conferencing, but the De Hoek is all about discerning excellence, about enjoyment of fine dining, enjoyment of food. Our guests always tease us that when they leave, they have gained 2 kilograms, and we say to them, you are in the country, go for a run in the morning and come back and enjoy our food.
Indeed, work it off in the morning after having a jog. But I'm keen to understand, naturally, it's difficult to ignore the impact of the pandemic, the restrictions on travel, as well as the impact on the hospitality sector. What has business been like pre versus post the lockdowns we've had in South Africa?
To put it bluntly, it has been a bloodbath.
Mm.
So before, when we closed down last year due to the COVID pandemic, when we went into lockdown, our revenue dropped by 70%. We came back in July very, very slowly when we were allowed to operate. And the operation, we were able to only do leisure and a little bit of business travel. So if one compares the fact that our revenue dropped by 70%, that gives you the answer to how the pandemic has affected us.
Mm.
The slow reopening of the economy and job losses have also required us, as we reopen, to discount our prices in order to encourage our guests to come back. Because think about it, a country has had so many job losses. Those that would ordinarily have been our guests are not in a position to afford going on holiday or doing corporate work, coming to the hook for corporate, and therefore we've had to discount, which means that the revenues are never going to be the same again. It is going to take a very long time for us to go back to where we were pre-2020.
It will take a while, and I guess this also speaks to the level of resilience and agility that you and your staff have had to implement, but help us understand how you've stayed afloat, primarily when it comes to encouragement of your team.
I want to say that Team De Hoek is a blessing, and we decided that we were going to continue doing this. We work very, 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 very long hours. The team is prepared to do an 18-hour day and come back the next day, and because we just want to continue to do what we can to try and save jobs as much as we could. We did lose jobs during the pandemic, and we are bringing some back, because obviously in order for us to stay afloat, we had to let go of some of our employees.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a small team that is growing back, hopefully slowly, organically, until such time that we go back to our pre-COVID numbers. And importantly, that the De Hoek team member wants to be there.
Mm.
The De Hoek team member is always willing to assist the guest in terms of supporting, observing the COVID rules. Most of the De Hoek employees are vaccinated, and it was not because they were forced to. We all took a view that we want to vaccinate. Mm-hmm. I can safely say that 80% of our staff have vaccinated, and some of them have to do their second vaccines. And before the end of this year, I am sure that I will safely say to you 100% of us have vaccinated. And the reason I'm talking about it is because we encounter many people coming onto the property, and therefore for us to be able to observe the COVID rules and also expect our guests to respect those COVID regulations, we have to practice what we preach.
Very true. Practicing what you preach and leading by example, especially in a sector and that comes into such close contact with people. To our listeners, if you've just joined us, we are in conversation with Khumo Shongwe. She is the managing director of De Hoek Country Hotel with a broad business background, ranging a number of institutions, but primarily focused when it comes to consulting and coaching, but living the world and participating as a key entrepreneur, sharing some key lessons and insight with us about business in the current climate within South Africa's hospitality and tourism sector. As we've heard, it's been a very tough time within the hospitality space, but of course, prospects and growth do still remain in this particular environment. Oskuma, I'm keen to touch on your background slightly and understanding that you've studied psychology, you've worked extensively as a executive coach and managing change, that I'm sure this pandemic brought about some new insight into your thoughts of leadership and view on, I guess, people management and encouragement of individuals as to how best you lead, mentor, and coach individuals. What lessons have you learned in this past year as an entrepreneur that perhaps have shifted your views following your extensive career?
It hasn't really shifted my views, so to speak. I think I am of the school of thought of servant leadership when one is in a team. When one is in a team, one has to give everyone a chance to express their views and also offer their opinions in whatever matter is being discussed. Obviously, as the person that is leading, at some point you do have to make a decision. Some of the decisions that one has to take as a leader are not necessarily going to be very popular with the rest of the team, but at least people feel that they have been consulted, they have been engaged, and they have offered their opinions. We always joke at our staff meetings. We have our weekly staff meetings in prepping for the week where we talk about how everybody can say whatever they want to say. And then when we leave the room, we should be the nicest people because we've been screaming at each other because this one didn't do this. But at least everybody knows that they are part of the team, they are allowed, and they have every right to express their opinions.
That's true. Yeah. One aspect is the team, as you say, in servant leadership. But how does this also translate to customer relationships? Management, which we know is something that the institution prides itself on.
It is quite related, I think, especially in the industry that we are talking about, which is the hospitality industry. You know, the smallest upset for the client ruins the entire guest experience. If the guest arrived on a Friday, to simplify, they have spent the most wonderful weekend at the Hook Country Hotel. They have had very good meals. The room that they have stayed in has been super wonderful. They've had massages and they've enjoyed themselves at the swimming pool and done all the things that they want to do. As they leave, somebody has made a mistake by adding a can of Coke on their bill. It upsets them. So that detail is very critical because that person is going to be querying a can of Coke that they did not consume and are being charged for it, and having to undo that, it undoes all the guest experience that they've had. So it is very critical for us from a relationship management to ensure that the guest experience is very happy from beginning as they enter the property and even when they leave. So they look forward to coming back to us. Mm. In the same breath, I want to emphasize that whilst I am talking about the guest experience, it is equally important for me as a leader to ensure that Team De Hoek comes into the office in the morning, and when they go home that evening, they also are feeling good about themselves.
Very true. And that really speaks to some lessons that we as younger entrepreneurs can certainly learn within this environment, is making sure that you strike the balance on both ends. And I'm keen to understand again, perhaps how through with Team De Hoek mentoring and mentorship and perhaps increased coaching for further growth opportunities and prospects also takes place within the institution.
It does. During the pandemic, we haven't had the privilege of improving on our development programs for obvious reasons. I do not need to go into that. Mm-hmm. But we do have a number of conversations as a team and on one-on-ones. And the intention is as we grow, we will continue with the formal programs like that you are referring to.
I'm keen to focus on the road to recovery now as we look at the future prospects. Sure. As you've mentioned, the pandemic has certainly had a negative knock on your institution, on your establishment, but you've remained resilient. You've pivoted where you need to. You've taken some tough decisions and are implementing the right kind of solutions. Are there learnings and particular takeaways that you believe might be unique to the South African environment, given the stop-start restrictions that we have, and perhaps how these can be shared with other members of your community?
The one that comes to mind immediately as you ask that question is my COVID experience, where our pipeline for 2020 was better than ever before in the history of the Hoek Country Hotel. And especially with corporates, you get given a deposit for bookings for conferences. We set with a number of deposits from our clients that were coming in, and we were booked up until October 2020. All of that fell flat. Guess what you have to do? You have to refund those deposits. Meanwhile, you still have to pay the rent. You still have to pay electricity. Mm. You still have to ensure that if Eskom switches off, your generator continues to run, because you cannot not have electricity in an operation like the Hoek Country Hotel. So what I did was to reach out to those clients to say, I know that I'm holding your money. Could you be kind enough to let me refund it in chunks instead of paying in different? So we split the payments. And guess what? Mm-hmm. All of our clients were happy to accommodate us, which says something about South African resilience. And I think it also the client management relationship that one has in order for one to request. But it wasn't just us in the hospitality industry that were affected. All industries were affected. Mm. But they were kind enough to allow us to take nearly 10 months to pay them back the deposits that we held for them. And that includes people who were going to get married, because we also cater for weddings. We've got other events that we cater for. Yes. So for me, it somehow gave me a sense of hope for the business, because at least when one reached out to say, please, I'm in this situation, please be kind and allow me to do it this way, they were happy to support.
Oh, certainly. I think that's a beautiful note that you underscore there, hope. And that's certainly a characteristic that many entrepreneurs do need to have, not only the hope, but the work, as you've earlier alluded to back it up, and of course make sure that they follow through with their progress and processes there. While the world is open, we hope that it continues to stay that way, Oskhumo. So I'm anticipating that we'll see a lot more excitement then from the Hoek Country Hotel.
Thank you kindly, and thank you for inviting me to the show.
Indeed. Thank you so much for
your
time this evening. Indeed. That's our guest this evening, Khumo Shongwe, who is of the Hoek Country Hotel, joining us to tell us more about business within the hospitality space, and of course, sharing some nuggets and insights about coaching and change leadership, especially in light of the pandemic.
Inside Your Business on Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.